cases of children caught up in messy divorces abound, but none has shocked the nation so profoundly as that of 10-year-old Teresa Smutna. After 8 years of court battles over custody rights in which neither parent was prepared to give way, the child was sent to a mental institution, not because of any health problems, but to isolate her from her mother. The therapy failed, and now Teresa's fate is once again hanging in the balance. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Teresa's parents divorced when she was barely 2 years old. She is now 10, and throughout her entire young life, her parents have fought battles over custody rights. Although from the start she has lived with her mother, her father has repeatedly attacked the decision in court, insisting that his ex-wife is poisoning his daughter's mind against him. Although he is entitled to spend time with her, Teresa does not wish to see him and has emotional outbursts whenever she is made to go. Her mother says that because he left when she was still a baby, he is a virtual stranger to her and she is afraid of him. After endless disputes, in the summer of this year, a judge sent Teresa to a mental institution where psychologists could work with her without the influence of her mother. Her mother faced the media in tears.
The idea that anyone could place a healthy child in a mental institution, I would never have believed that such a thing could happen.
The verdict shocked the nation, including the president, to whom Teresa turned for help, sending him a letter pleading to be allowed home to spend her holidays like her classmates. The president intervened and Teresa was moved from the mental institution to a children's recovery centre, where she spent the summer with brief visits from both parents. She worked well with psychologists but failed to establish a closer relationship with her father and came home greatly subdued, fearing what the future may bring. But not even this traumatic experience for their daughter has changed anything. Her parents are still fighting, and the court is now to decide whether she should be sent back to the welfare facility for several months or put in her father's care in order to give him a chance to develop a normal relationship with her. Teresa dreads the verdict, and people are asking just how much children like her should have to go through. Zuzana Baudishova, head of the Our Child Foundation, says that the ones who need help in this case are the parents rather than the child.
It wasn't really a good solution and good verdict of our court because a psychiatric clinic is for mentally handicapped children and not for a healthy child. I think that isolation is not a good solution. The solution can be found only through discussion of parents who are in divorce, and I am very disappointed that parents are so selfish and so with small sense and understanding for their child.
This is a view that most psychologists support, but unless the parents themselves are ready to consider their daughter's best interests, the judge may once again decide in favour of sending her back to the Children's Recovery Centre for a period of several months. If there is anything positive about this tragic family drama, it is that the hundreds of people who are in the process of separating and divorcing can see how very wrong things can go for their children.